What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz.
He failed to tell you was when you're on my time, I can reclaim in my time.
Hey, 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 y'all. Long time no speak. Thank you guys for the people who are tuning back in. Welcome to Spaz. Let's go ahead and get into the topic. As you guys hear, I opened with the whole reclaiming my time. Listen, it's third quarter, y'all. Last time I spoke to y'all, it was second quarter. And my second quarter goal was self-investment, right? I'm going to tap back into that and how I, not on this episode probably, but I am going to tap into how I wrapped up my self-investment. But I realized I looked up and I was like, oh, it's July already. It's been a crazy busy month for me. I have like literally things back to back to back to back. This coming weekend, I'm actually supposed to be going to LA to celebrate my BG's birthday. So it's just been a lot and I've just been on some other shit. But, that's where I'm at with life right now. However, I looked up and I was like, ooh, it's third quarter. Let me holla at my spazzers and, see what's happening. Tell them, what I'm working on, if they're interested or if they even care or if they don't care. They just want to tap in and listen. I mean, who knows, but I'm here to share. So third quarter goals, you guys, y'all know that I'm breaking down. I like to break down my year in smaller sets of goals quarterly. It helps me remember. I also write it down and whatnot, but that's just how I operate. If anybody else has started to operate like this or they think that this makes sense, I would love to hear it. Like, I would actually really love to hear you guys' opinions about certain content that I create that I put out there. Since I am solo, you guys, and I'm doing this by myself, honestly, it'll be very encouraging and very, very insightful for y'all to really just reach out and tell me how y'all really feel. How am I doing? Is the content okay? What can I do better? All of that kind of stuff. Like, I'm here. I'm very, very open to the feedback. So holla at me. Like, do you guys think that my quarterly concepts of me breaking down my year in four segments, is that understandable? Have you guys started to practice that? If you have started to practice that, how does that look for you guys? Are you guys consistent? Do you struggle with being consistent and setting your small-term goals and meeting them or whatever the case may be? What does it look like for y'all? I would really love to engage with y'all. Every blue moon, I might have some of the homies or some people reach out and tap in with me, and I really do appreciate that when y'all do that. But I figure I'd just go ahead and put that as a disclaimer that, me as a solo recorder, that really does give me motivation and helps me and kind of guides me into, what direction I'm looking to create and my content in. So I'll appreciate that. I'm just saying, you feel me? Y'all help a real one out. But my third quarter goal, what is it? What am I breaking it down? You feel me? This is the third quarter. And I decided to dedicate this particular quarter of mine. This is an ongoing thing for me, but I really decided to tap in on a different level this particular quarter on this particular subject, title, goal, whatever you want to call it. But it is really tapping into my divine feminine energy and what that means to me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want this to be misunderstood for like, oh, you're a feminist, because I don't even align myself with feminism. I respect it as a woman. Of course I do. But I'm a little bit more, I relate a little bit more to womanism. And if you don't know the difference between feminism and womanism, now's your time to educate yourself, especially if you a sister. And I really do mean that, because as a sister, you should have already known what that was. And here's another thing, all my black women out there, if you guys do not know what womanism is, like the real true meaning of womanism, and this is the first time you heard it or the first time that you're looking into it, please let me know that. I would love to engage with you. Like, I would love to know that. Like, don't just be sitting around when people are telling you certain things. Like, oh, yeah, I know. And you don't. Because maybe you know something that I don't know. Then that's how we communicate and that's how we teach each other. You feel me? So, hey, tap in. You feel me? Like, for real, y'all. But so I don't want this to be misunderstood with me trying to be like a feminist or anything of that nature. And I'm not saying that to be mockingly or anything. Because at the end of the day, I'm a woman first, no matter what. However, I am a black woman first, which is why I personally align more with womanism. And I've been saying this for very, very years now, okay? So if you don't, you know, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just go on my stroll down my shit, you know, whatever. But I have been really, really, really focusing on that. And I've been really telling myself, and I've been finding that in a lot of my conversations with people, that I've been really, really working on my feminine energy. And when I really sat back and said it out loud, I start really looking at myself and just kind of examining myself. Like, okay, well, like, how do I really be moving? And when I really think about it, I start really putting a lot of things into, like, perspective on my own life. First and foremost, I had to come to the conclusion and the realization that being feminine does not come natural to me. And that might not come natural to all women. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. And that's okay. Like, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's just, it's up to you whether you want to introduce that to yourself or not. You feel me? But for me, I choose to. But what I mean by that, when I say that it doesn't come natural for me, I just wasn't raised, like, super girly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I have, the weird part about it is, I'm super girly. Like, when it comes to me wanting to get dressed, I love to get dressed. I love to do my hair. I love my wash days. My favorite color is purple, you know, a girly color. But it ain't pink, though, but it's purple. You know, I wear my heels. I'm a 6-foot woman that wears my heels. So when y'all see me out in these streets in my heels, look up to me, feel me? Shit, bow down, bitch. But anyways, I'm naturally, you know, I have a feminine energy about me. But, of course I do, because I believe it's naturally in me as a woman. But I start realizing that me being soft-spoken, me not being as quote-unquote aggressive, me, you know, moving a certain way or sitting a certain way, that doesn't come natural to me. Like, I have to find myself, like, I can have a dress on if I'm chilling, my leg is up, I gotta be like, ooh, girl, you got a dress on, shut your legs. Well, versus a woman who's in line with that energy, that comes very natural to her. I definitely could come off with a very, very aggressive tone when I speak to people with men. And to be honest with you guys, it was men in my life, you know, as I got older, when men started being able, like one of the homies, my boys, start understanding how to communicate their feelings better, then they will holler at me like, oh, you know, Rita, like you come off like this or you come off like that, blah, blah, blah. And I start taking that in. Because listen, y'all, you can't grow. You will not grow if you do not take criticism. I like constructive criticism because I am sensitive. That's another thing that I have that's very feminine about myself that that a lot of people don't know, because some people write me off as being like mad aggressive and, oh my gosh, you think you a nigga and all this. You know, I really do hate when men tell me that. Like, that turns me off and it shuts me down in a whole nother way. And I'm gonna get into that as well. But you won't grow if you can't be open to what people who are looking on the outside in are telling you. You feel me? And for me, I'm really comfortable with understanding the difference of people hollering, you know, speaking to me, like hollering at me out of love versus them hollering at me to tear me down. There's a difference. And honestly, for those who, you know, it bothers me when people think that I'm trying to highlight them to tear them down. Cause that really isn't my character. So I don't receive that. When people try to put that off on me, and I get that often as well, because I'm so blunt and raw and real, like I'm just very forward, that it could be misunderstood or misconstrued as me being like a bitch or a bully, or I'm trying to tear you down. That's never that. I'm always moving out of love. I could truly say that. Because really, to be quite frank, if I'm not moving out of love, I promise you, you will know. Because chances are, I'm going to tell you. Like, I'm going to tell you that I'm trying to hurt your feelings, or I'm going to tell you that I don't give a damn. I'm gonna just blatantly tell you what it is. You don't have to question or guess anything about how I'm moving, because I'm very transparent with communicating that, especially if I feel very, very comfortable with you. Even if I got to circle around the block and tell you when I get my words right. And that right there is me trying to align with a feminine energy. I really do go out of my way to watch my tone of voice and speaking to people. I try to surround myself with a little bit more of a softer woman, you know, because my mom is a really soft woman, you know what I'm saying? My sister can be really, really soft, but when you, and this is what I mean by me sitting down and just breaking myself down. When I tell y'all this, okay, growing, being on the self-growth journey, you got to really sit down with yourself. You have got to make time to literally be alone in your thoughts. You know what I mean? Like maybe my mommies and my wives and people who are in relationships, you guys don't have that time, but I'm here to tell you, baby, please make it. Really make that time, because that's the only way that you can really slow your thoughts down and really sit with them. Because for me, my mind is constantly wandering. And so you have to, that's why meditation is a beautiful thing for a lot of people, because you're sitting there still in silence, or, you know, you have your soothing music on and you're literally allowing yourself to process all of your thoughts, release your bad ones or address the bad ones in that moment or whatever that looks like for you. And then to receive and to keep the good ones, because you're literally slowing yourself down. I know that's how it works for me personally. Everybody's different, okay? I'm not trying to push that practice on nobody, but everybody is different. And that's just the best way that I can describe that from my personal experience. And so with me having this, and growth is a continuous thing, right? We all know that by now, hopefully. And so I'm constantly slowing myself down because I'm constantly on the go. My mouth, I've sat in the mirror and looked at myself talk. I talk so fast, my lips don't even keep up with my words. And it actually helped me understand why my mom, my dad, and people get really confused when I'm speaking, because I talk so fast to where I just had to look at myself one day in the mirror, and I was talking. I was like, yo, like, your mouth really does not catch up to your words. It's almost like my TV's actually that way on a ghetto note. Like, certain programs, it was like the mouthing be off. I talk like that, y'all, in real life. So if you guys ever catch me and y'all like, huh, what you say? Because you're trying to read my lips, or I'm just going at it. I'm telling you right here, right now, that's what it is, right? So when I was sitting down with sitting down with myself in one of these moments where I was just having that moment of sitting down with self, I just was really reflecting on myself, the woman I am, the little girl that I used to be, the naive teenager and young woman that I once was. You feel me? And I might still have some naive ways. I don't want to, my journey ain't done. So I'm not going to take away as if I'm just, oh, I'm fully healed, I'm fully grown, because you're not. You're constantly doing this every single fucking day, right? I start really realizing, like, wow, you know, I come from a lot of strong women, vulnerable strong women, but I come from strong women. But when I chimed it down to just my mom, because that's, you know, the root of the tree that I was branched off of outside of my grandma. But I kind of just wanted to keep it really simple for myself. So I looked back at my mother, right? And my mom can be very, very feminine in a sense. However, my mom is very, very hard body in a soft way, if that makes sense. And the reason why she's hard body is because my mama lost her hearing when she was 5 years old. She went deaf, right? And when I'm not saying dead, deaf. Y'all know by now that my first language is American Sign Language, and I'm about this ASL culture. I'm a coda. Y'all already know what's up. And if you don't, go back and listen to some episodes and, you know, listen to my story. Listen to my Get to Know Me episode. And, you know, my mom, so therefore, you know, she had to move, and she, you know, my mom was born in the 60s as a black woman, a deaf black woman in the 60s. My mom was born in early 60s, and she moved a certain way. My mom was shipped off to school by herself to learn sign language and all that kind of stuff, because back then, my mom, you know, y'all already know we originally from the Bay Area, Oakland, California. My mom was born and raised in Oakland. My mom went to a school called Fremont School of the Deaf. Back then, before it was Fremont School of the Deaf, it was Berkeley School of the Deaf, or Berkeley, whatever the case may be. But that's where her roots are. My mom got shipped away from Oakland to Berkeley, and the kids had to actually stay on campus. I'm not sure if that was a choice or what, but that was my mama's reality. And so you're this young girl dealing with a new condition, learning a new language, you're in a racist time, and you're being shipped away from your family, a family that cannot speak to you. Yes, you're guarded. You're very guarded. You're learning street savviness because you're out here maintaining and working it on your own and, you know, so forth. This little girl grows up with this type of mentality that she kind of, you know, aligned herself with and painted herself. You know, she created this life for herself. She had children. what makes you think she didn't raise me that way, me and my sister? She absolutely raised us that way. And then on top of my lessons as a black woman from black women in my life, from my grandma, my grandmother, my aunties, my older female cousins. I don't really have a lot of older female cousins, so let's scratch that. Not none that influenced me. So I would just say my grandma, my grandmother, my aunties, and my sister. You know, we're only a year apart, but I still admire and look up to my sister as if we had a five-year gap. That's just how it is. And we were always taught, a lot of us black women, I can speak on, I'm only speaking from my experience. And you already know what's up. I'm a black woman, so I'm going to give you my experience. Don't come telling me, well, that ain't just a black girl's experience. It's my experience, okay? And this is my podcast. This is my spaz. And so don't even start that shit. It won't be no shit, okay? I said what I said. But anywho, I noticed that we were raised, a lot of us, a lot of women of color, black women, we're raised to be very, very hard. Very, very hard. That's just how we naturally are raised. And so after I saw my mom's journey, you know, in this whole journey, spiritual path that I've been personally taking, then I start dissecting myself as what's next. I'm a black woman. And so I start understanding my history, my culture, you feel me? And we had to guard ourselves. We got raped, we got beaten, we were constantly watching our backs, our babies were snatched from us, our men were snatched from us. All of these detrimental things that really happened in my history, in my bloodline, my ancestors went through this. So of course, it's gonna trickle down some type of effects to us, you know what I mean? And that's just the reality of it. It makes sense. Nobody could sit here listening to this and tell me like, that don't make no sense. It makes perfect sense, which is why I said what I said, I'm sticking to it pretty much. But I start really looking at that and start realizing like, wow, like, you know, that's a very toxic way. And that wasn't our truth. That's not how God created us to be. That's not how I'm supposed to be aligning myself. That was not supposed to be our story. And I can go way deep into why that was not supposed to be our story. And I think you guys all understand why and how I can go deep. So maybe another episode, I don't know. But we came so guarded back then to where then we raised our babies very, very guarded, very, very hard. Very, very hard exterior, very, very paranoid, nervous and guarded exterior. And that, like I said, it's not our truth. And so I start really sitting back like, okay, how can I unlearn these really, really toxic traits about myself when I actually do desire to be more of a softer woman? And I didn't really start realizing that until I started getting older, you know, becoming a grown woman. I start really realizing like that I would sometimes, and I still do, I get treated differently a lot of times. Not only am I a very outspoken, bold, tall black, black girl, but you got to think like I'm a full body woman. I'm 6 foot. I'm coming at you in a pin. That's a lot to take in. And although I don't want to dumb that down, because I can understand on the outside looking in, how does that come off? That can be very, very intimidating. It can be very fearful if you don't know who you are. You know, somebody that's coming into your presence very strong and who they are can make you very uncomfortable. And I have finally, you know, on my own little journey here, I'm very open to that now. I can sense it. Like I can see when somebody's a little lost in their own truth or on their own journey, then they either project onto me, they either admire how I'm moving, or they're inspired. They really sit back and be like, hey, like I feel you. I want to align like that too, or I'm on that journey as well, sis. Then there's a conversation. Then you start building this community or whatever the case may be, right? And it's a very, very important building that's being built here, as far as I'm concerned. In that, you know, womanly, feminine community. Because I feel like a lot of us girls, ladies, women, now, right now, more than ever, we need to start really respecting each other, fucking with each other, lifting each other up, speaking life into each other, encouraging each other, loving on each other. Because y'all see what's happening right now to us women. You literally see, and we are living in a very, very hard time to be a woman. It's been hard all of our lives. We all know that. It ain't easy being a woman. It's not easy being a woman. Don't even throw in there a mommy, a wife, all these different hats that a woman wears. It ain't easy. Can't nobody take from us? Can't nobody compete with us? Can't nobody argue that down? We all know that. And if y'all want to play dumb, let's be real and look at your mother and the sacrifices that she made to get you to where you're at. And if it wasn't your mama, look at your grandma. If it wasn't her, let's check out the aunties. It's always been some type of a strong pillar of a woman in your family, whether you want to admit it or not, that paved the way for you or that laid herself down for you to step over her and so you can continue to pave whatever way she was trying to have you pave. You understand what I'm saying? And I start really realizing that. So I start really, I've always been really big, you guys, on, I love, if I got to pick a genre of music, it's always going to be like neo soul, R&B. I love oldies. I like soft music. Like, I naturally, genuinely love soft music. I've always loved soft music. I like turn shit. I'm listening to some ratchet shit. I love hood-ass trap music. I like gangsta rap, hip-hop. I love music overall. But my genre, I like a lot of soft things. I'm a type of person, you come into my house, I'm playing, like, jazz or something. I'm on YouTube playing some R&B shit, like, whatever case may be. But I really start paying attention to that, too. And really what it is, you guys, is my energy is constantly turnt for whatever reason. I can't explain it. I just have moments where my energy is just turnt. I just have a very loud, natural energy about me because that is naturally who I am to an extent. But I start really realizing that I'm really calm and mellow. And I don't need to always be so rah, 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 turnt. I need a balance of where I am being very sensual and soft, and because, again, it doesn't come natural to me. And so I have to be very aware of, like, my surroundings. What am I entering into my body? I'm really, really cautious about the things that I follow. Shout out to Gia Casey. I remember when I first started fucking with the Casey Crew years ago. Gosh, when did they drop? The Casey Crew probably came out, like, in 2018 or something like that. I'm going to get the facts right with that. That's DJ Envy's and Gia Casey's podcast. And I love them. I love them as a married couple because I listen to a lot of married podcasts. I mean, not a lot, but I have my favorites that I actually really, really enjoy and I love. But what made me really, really appreciate 2016. 2016 is when they came out. I believe I started fucking with them either the end of 2016 or 2017. I was a late bloomer. I didn't catch them from episode one, for the record. But I did catch on in the very early stages and then obviously went back and listened to all of them. But I really loved how she was as a woman. Like, she just inspired me. The way she articulated herself, how she admired and loved her man, how she wasn't afraid to allow her husband to lead the way. And she sat back and she sits back pretty and just so, you know, soft. And he, you know, he guides her. And I love that. I love the way it made me feel. And I'm not even in their marriage, you know what I'm saying? But it made me feel really, really soft and pretty and really feminine. You know what I mean? Like, I liked it. Like, oh, you know, that's what I want. I want to be that type of person for myself. And I want to be that type of person for my future husband. Because y'all know I want to be married. And I would definitely like to learn how to be a man's piece, because the reality of it is I'm not always a man's piece. You feel me? When I'm trying to find my own piece, for real, how can I be your piece when I'm trying to find my piece? And in the middle of that, because you guys know that I went celibate for a while, like a year ago, I went celibate for damn near 2 years. And that was a different journey. And I had to really get real with myself. Like, I'm out here trying to be somebody's girlfriend. And I'm not even at peace. I'm not at peace of what the fuck. I can't expect this man to come in. And he deserves that. A man deserves for a woman to be his peace. The same way that a woman deserves a man to be her peace. But we hear it more often that men prefer and rather us be their peace. And I was really getting real with myself. Like, how the hell can I be a man's peace? And I struggle with my own peace, right? That was another little, you know, self-investment. It's my self-investment journey where I'm just on some, let me pour into myself so that way I can be my full person and pouring into you. You mommies, taking that time out so that way you can be the full person pouring into your baby. Like, there's certain steps that we got to take to this. And I'm a firm believer in this. If you guys know me in real life and we've ever had any type of real conversation, and if you're a mom, I guarantee I've told you that. I guarantee I have told you that. Like, yo, you got to take that time out for yourself to relearn yourself. as a mother, because you can't be the best mom that you can be if you don't understand who you are right now. That's just what it is. And you got to be the best version of you so you can raise your babies healthy. You can't be. That's why I'm not really an advocate of, I'm going to stay and fight for my family. I'm only staying with him because of my babies. I'm going to leave him because of my babies. I'm not with that at all. I ain't never been with that. I ain't never been with that even when my friends weren't moms. That just never been my mentality when I was, you know, young. Because my parents co-parent very, very successfully without, you know what I'm saying, forcing relationships based off me and my sister. It just didn't work like that. But they always remained friends and showed that respect for each other. So I know firsthand that that exists, because that was my example my whole life. Was it always peaches and creams? No. But that was my example. That's the example that my mom and my dad provided for me. So I know that it, you know, with that being said, I've always known that that can exist, right? And so listening to her, you know, and her being really, really feminine and soft and well-spoken and things of that nature, I start really checking myself out. Like, damn, I'm quick to be like, even y'all know what's up. I mean, you know, what's up, my nigga? Da, da, da. That's how I talk. Like, that is genuinely how I talk. It's naturally how I talk. Like, I can't help who I am. And I love that I can wear those hats. And I've always been very soft in my relationships to an extent. But I also was reminded a certain type of that was so rude. I'm burping. My bad, y'all. Let me take a sip of water. What's going on around here? I can't even blame that shit on Jules, because she ain't nowhere to be found, boo. But I really noticed one thing in the middle of an experience that I've had that I was dealing with, right? I was dating, and I remember never have I gotten like treated really, really like sensual, flowers and this and that, like never. I've always wanted it. I've always sat back and was like, dang, like I want that. I, you know, this and that, and whoop, 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 whoop. And, you know, you have your desires that you imagine or that you want or that you expect out of relationships and so forth. But when I actually received it, I moved very different. I was way more softer. I was way more of a woman. That person actually was able to like see me for me. He was like, yo, like you're hella shy. Like you're actually really, really shy. And da, da, da. And I am. Like you got to really know me to know that about me. Because I mean, I have such an outgoing spirit to where that may be like, no, you're not. Like you're absolutely not. Like you're hella confident, hella this. No, I have my insecurities. I am very shy. I'm this and that. I'm human. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you? We're all human. We all deal with the same emotions. That's why I don't knock nobody in their emotions. We've all been there, done that. I may not still be there, but we've all been there and done that. Maybe I didn't dwell on it as long as you're dwelling on it, or whatever the case may be. Maybe my experience in that same thing was a different experience. However, I've experienced that. But I realized, like, wow, okay, well, he's treating me as a woman, so I'm giving him woman back. Because he's creating. This is what it comes down to. He created a very safe, comfortable space for me to be feminine in. And I felt comfortable letting this guard that I'm telling you guys that I have, I felt comfortable allowing it down because I trusted that he was shielding me, that he was shielding me in patience, that he was shielding me in understanding, that he was shielding me in just in love. You know what I'm saying? I felt it. And so, and I'm forever, forever grateful for that experience, because it changed the game. It changed the game for me as a woman moving forward. Because I know, number one, I told myself internally, like, damn, okay, you got that in you. And it came out naturally. It's in you. You're a woman. So, of course, it's in you. You know what I'm saying? And I was grateful to that, because I had my moments where I was getting told all the time, like, you think you a nigga, you think you a man, you just want to be such a man, you want to be such a man, blah, blah, blah. Side note, quick story time. I remember back in the days, I had a partner, right? And she was dating, you know what, fuck it. It's not horrible. You know what I mean? It's a learning lesson. So I'm going to say it was one of my BGs. I won't say who. But it was one of my BGs who was dating. And for the record, my BGs, those are my soulmates on another level, because we all literally can relate to each other, especially with this conversation here. Like, if my BGs were to listen to this, they're going to be like, yo, this is dead on. And they're literally going to say it just like that. I bet you some money on that. For real, for real. But one of my BGs was dating this guy, right? And he's always had this idea or thought, I don't know, like, y'all be thinking y'all niggas, woo-woo. Because a lot of, we do move like it. We do have an understanding of that nature. We have a lot of guy partners, and we don't really move like our average females. We just don't. Especially when we were younger. Things are different now, but things, you know, things were different back then. But I remember one time, you know, they end up breaking up for this very matter. I remember him saying that he stepped out. And maybe my story is a little bit vague because this was like years ago. We were like early 20s, maybe still teenagers, like early. I'm the youngest one. So they maybe been like 21 at the oldest. I had to be like 19 at the youngest when this was going down. But I remember him vividly saying something of this nature. He was just like, yo, like, I figured he cheated on her. He cheated on my BG, and it broke her heart because she loved him. She was in love with him. But I mean, broke her heart to where, like, she went down. I wasn't there when it went down. She just told us the story. But, like, she broke down. Literally broke down to her knees and was just crying. She was hurt. You know what I'm saying? And I think us all women, we can relate to that when you're in love with this man and this man cheats on you, has a baby on you, beats you, whatever, just hurts you. He hurts you. You know what I mean? As a woman, you're finna take that differently, you know, because we do love differently because we all got that energy in us. We're motherly beings, right? So she breaks down. One of his replies was, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was weird. I thought she was a nigga. Like, I thought she was going to handle that real different. I thought that she was on some man shit because everybody want to be, you know, y'all want to be niggas with the whoop. And I was like, why would you say that when she's a woman? I didn't have the patience to really explore that any further back then. But thinking about that now, like, for real though, like, why would you want to purposely hurt her as a woman because you thought that she should handle that as a man, right? Because you assume that based off the energy that she puts out. But this is my thing. Anytime that we're in a relationship, I'm going to go back to me. When I'm in a relationship, my energy is very, very soft and shifted with my partner. I personally and firmly don't believe that every man should see a very, very soft token side of me. Because I think that's an honor for you to see that. You're not going to see the same person that my man gets to lay up with. What I'm learning now is my balance on being a feminine energy and not giving like an understanding that he sees a feminine sexual energy and all this kind of stuff. I ain't mastered that yet because obviously I'm in the process of processing this right now for my third quarter self assignment. However, that is something that, you know, I look at differently now because I'm like, wow, like, I don't want to be, like, now, I've never liked, like, I'm so quick to correct a man when I'm talking or arguing or whatever, and they're like, nigga, hey, I'm not your nigga. However, you can hear me talking to my girls and my boys, and I'm instantly like, nigga, da-da-da-da-da, but in this relationship, with me and you, I am not your nigga, I am not your boy, I am your woman, talk to me and treat me as such. I'm so big on that. I have always been very big on that. You can talk to anybody I've ever dated. Don't call me a nigga. I'm not your nigga. Especially like we're in the heat in the moment. Now, if we chilling, we talking and, you know, whatever, it comes out. It's a natural conversation. For us, culturally, that's a natural thing. I can understand that. But in the heat of it all, do not aggressively speak to me. Because that is going to, in return, I'm going to come at you aggressive. And now here we at, I'm combative. We're arguing. You know, things can go left field. Things can get physical. They can get emotionally, you know, verbally abusive. This, so many things can come from that. So I'm very, very clear on setting the tone. Like, hey, I'm a woman. Talk to me as such. The same way that I work on talking to a man, like I got some good sense. Because you can't just talk to a man any kind of way. You know, the older and older I get, the more and more I pay a lot of respect to that. I don't want to just talk to my man any kind of way, and I try my best to be very, very cautious of that now. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I always was cautious. I'm telling y'all, when I want to be ruthless at the mouth, I'm deadly and ruthless at the mouth. I think we all got that in us, but I can sit back and say that out loud and own it. But I never want to be. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to belittle you. I don't want you to feel that I'm just tearing you down as a man, especially when you feel like the world is tearing you down, society is tearing you down because they got to work harder than us and all this other stuff that men deal with. I'm not a man, I can't relate. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta respect that. I can't relate to this man because, no, I don't want to do his job. Okay? I understand that we have independent women, okay? I am an independent woman myself, but I'm not going to sit here and hold y'all. I get tired. No, I don't want to be an independent woman all of my life. I want a partner. Plain and simple. I want a partner. I want somebody to help me. Like, you know, that we help each other in so many different ways. I want you to help me and hold me accountable to me being a woman. I want to be softer around you. I want to be able to lay up and laugh with you. I want a partnership. You know what I mean? I want to build things together. I want to create a legacy together. You know what I'm saying? Comfortably. I want to be able to be like, okay, like what I don't got, he got. What he don't got, I got. I want to create a certain kind of a seesaw of us being balanced and being aligned with each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be your equal because I'm not your equal. Maybe I'm equal to you in certain aspects, but no, I'm not your equal. You're a man and I'm a woman. And that's just, and I don't want to be criticized. I don't want to be, this is just how I personally feel. I understand that there's some women out there that are okay with being woman. I mean, being equal to their man, that would rather provide, that don't give a damn about their man getting out here to work and they don't mind paying 50-50, all that stuff. It does exist. That's not really my truth and my path. I don't really want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't what I desire. I think it's important that I got it in me to go make it happen and I can hold the family up if I need to, if shit hit the fan. You know what I mean? It's important to know that your girl can hold her own, that, you know, that way, you know, you and the kids ain't starving and doing what y'all gotta do. That she's not afraid to get out and work and do what needs to be done. I do have that in me, but do I constantly want you to be comfortable on your ass while I'm doing all this hustle? While I'm meeting you halfway, you making more than me and I gotta pay and meet you halfway, plus clean the house, plus cook for you, plus take care of the kids? I don't think that's fair. That's my personal opinion. And I don't desire that. I'm not looking for it, and I don't desire that. It's as simple as that. And so, you know, I've been spending a lot of thought onto that, you know, of being just, you know, sensual, you know, just very soft, you know, understanding the energy that I want to align myself with and what frequency am I putting out when I'm in the presence of a man. You know what I mean? When I'm in the presence of, you know, somebody that I'm interested with, in the presence of somebody that I'm taking things day by day with. And it's hard, you guys. Like, it's hard because, like I said in the beginning of the show, it doesn't come natural for me. Now, one thing that does come natural for me, thank God, is I'm a communicator. And so now I'm at a point where I can communicate that. Like, hey, this isn't easy for me, you know, or hey, this is a struggle for me. Like, oh, my apologies. I'm not used to being treated like this. Or, hey, I want to give you thanks for treating me this way because moving forward, it made me feel this way. I've learned this from you. You know what I mean? Like, I can communicate these things like it's nothing. And that helps me on my journey. And so that's really what I've been focusing on aligning myself with. It's just learning how to talk, how not to be so aggressively, you know, forward and loud, because that's in me. What I am grateful of, I am grateful that I have that in me to where now, once I get, you know, when I find myself, you know, who I am in my own personal feminine energy, I'm going to have a healthy balance. Because I know that there's some women out here that can be listening to this and I'm like, damn, I wish I spoke up more. I wish I had more of a backbone. I wish I wasn't as dependent on my man or my husband. I wish I wasn't as dependent on a man to feel whole. I wish I was, you know, it's going to be the exact opposite of what I'm saying. And you know, shout out to you too, sis, for even admitting and owning that. Because you got to own that. You got to say it out loud, understand that that's where you are. And then at that point, go to the drawing board and see what you think that you need to do to change. But before you do all that, what is the root of that? Where does that come from? You being dependent on this man, or you being overly feminine to where you're getting walked over, or whatever the case may be, however you feel, whatever your alignment, your truth is, go to the root of your tree. Go to the root of your tree and understand what seeds are planted and what are you going to do, you know, to harvest a better fruit. Plain and simple. What are you going to do? Because for you, and especially for my women who are moms, or the women who are not moms, or the new mommies out there, you have a daughter. You want your daughter to be a certain type of way. First of all, you want her better than you. You want her better than you, as you should, as she should be. You know what I'm saying? So where do you start at? What's the base? You know what I mean? What are you providing to her? So for you to provide that to her, you got to change some shit within yourself, because you got to lead by example. Plain and simple. What example are you creating for her? You know, that's just what it comes down to. That's why I'm so interested now more than ever, y'all. Now more than ever do I want a daughter one day. I never wanted girls. If you guys know me, I wanted an army of boys. I'm too old for that army now. I want a couple of kids, healthy kids. I'll take a boy or a girl. But I want a girl more than ever now. I want to teach a little black girl how to love herself as is. Especially now, we're in a world where women who are not even fully developed are changing their whole bodies. You're not even, your hips ain't even spread yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real life. Like, women are not, they barely have identities now. You know what I'm saying? Because their social media has conflicted that to where they want to look a certain way. Their makeup has to be done a certain way. Their hair has to be a certain way. There is no unique feature. And I'm scared of that. I'm scared of what that looks like for my future, because these kids are our future. What the fuck? Like, I'm going to have a daughter. I don't want my baby looking at y'all thinking that that's how it got to be. That's not how it has to be. So what I got to do, I got to have a baby and I got to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? I got to let her know what true, pure self-love looks like. The strength of you being a woman yourself, because we were already chosen to be special. Baby, we can give life. We give life. Who fucking with us? Once you know that, there is no debate. You better not come talking to me like you done lost your damn mind. You stay right there, sir, ma'am. Confusion, be still over there. All three of you. You go over there. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got the time for it. But that's a big thing for me. So when I look at young women, you know, as a matter, I'm going to end it on this one because I gotta start wrapping this up. I was dealing with I came across a young girl in my apartments that is solid. Like, she's just a solid young lady, smart as fuck. Like, she's just a beautiful spirit. I can feel her energy, right? New mom. And she was talking to me and she was going on and on. What I can say is that she was talking, I was like, damn, she hella rough. Like, I would have thought she was a lesbian if she didn't have this baby in her head and telling me that she's engaged to this man, all that. I would have literally thought that she was that she was into girls, because she was so masculine. You know what I mean? She had a lot of masculine energy about her. And I'm not gonna hold y'all. I have a lot of masculine energy about me too, to where I have attracted lesbian women. Where they be like, do you like girls? And I'm like, no, I don't. You know, no offense to anybody, but that's not my dream. You know what I mean? But when you look at the bigger picture, that's probably why. Because I have this really aggressive energy about me, to where you probably think that I swing that way, right? So for the first time on the outside looking in, I seen that in her. And so I thought about it, and I just had to tell her, like, hey, baby, let me tell you something. When I was younger, I can relate to a lot of things you're saying right now, besides you, her being a mom. But it was a lot of relatable communication that was happening right there. And I told her, I said, I do wish this, and I'm going to tell you this. I wish that a lady who was about my age and I was about your age would have told me to, it's okay to be, you know, to bask in my feminine energy. I just think that you need to calm down a bit. You know, watch your tone. She's telling me some things that she be dealing with her fiance, her baby daddy / fiance. And I was like, wow, do you say it like that? She was like, yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck. Da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, no. That's not received well with men now. And I know that now because of a lot of trial and error. Plain and simple, a lot of trial and error. I dated some men. I've had men come back and holler at me about certain things. I reached out to ex, like, hey, like, if I can go back and do something different, like, what would that have been, you know, to you? Shout out to Shan Boudram, because I got that idea from her book. I have no problem doing that, because I don't want to take no past trauma to my beginning. To my new beginning that I'm trying to create here. I don't want to do that, which is why I'm really big on that communication and healthy closure and things of that nature, because I don't want to carry shit on. A lot of women do that. A lot of men do that too. But right now I'm focusing on my girls. You know, you don't understand that you're carrying this baggage and now you're putting it on to this next person and they got to reap that. And that's not fair. It's not fair. Now you might have ran off a good person because you weren't ready, because you didn't take the time to heal. That's why I'm here, for people sitting back and really sitting with themselves. I'm telling y'all, there's so many different facets of what we can explore right now, but there's not a lot of time to do so. But I told her that, like, yo, I think you should just really pay attention to how you speak, you know, use kind of words, you know, because I wish I knew that. And I'm telling you that now because this is naturally who you are. So that tells me that your feminine energy doesn't come as easy to you. So you're going to have to put in work. And I'd rather you know to put in that work right now if you see fit, if she seems fit to do so, versus you being in your 30s like me and really sitting back and thinking about it now. You know what I mean? And I mean, there's never a late time to grow, you know, by all means. Like I said, we're growing every day. There is no time that is the wrong time. There is no, it's too late. It's never that, you know, not for things like this, like personal growth, self-growth, things like that. No, that's an ongoing everyday battle, everyday thing, right? But I told her that. And she received it very well. She received it. I could see it in her face. She said, what, I'm a little bit too hard. I said, yeah, babe, you are. And I'm only telling you this because I promise you, if I could have heard that in this tone, like how I'm talking to you, because I know you finna receive it. I know you finna receive me. Number one, I'm a real person. I know you feel me. You look at the conversation that we're having right now, because I get it. I can relate to you. But I'm going to tell you this because I wish that I heard that. Maybe I would have started my little journey earlier, which would have made me a different woman today. You understand what I'm saying? And I told her that, and she received it very, very well. And I start thinking to myself, like, that's why I be so big on our young woman. I love tapping into young ladies. I love it. I love having conversations with young girls. I love our little babies, our little ones. Like, you know, how y'all thinking, how y'all moving. I'm quick to sit down and be like, hey, what's the tea? What's the, you got little crushes at school? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm constantly having conversations with young girls because y'all need to see certain images, and I wish that I would have seen certain images at that age, or that I had certain conversations that I didn't have. I came from a very old school time, to where we didn't talk. I mean, I could tell, you know, God forbid, I could tell my mama anything. I just choose not to, based off of me just being raised real old school. I'm not sharing everything with my mama, you know what I'm saying? But I truly can. If I wanted to, it's always going to be a judgment-free zone with my mom. She's going to handle me delicately. She's my mom. You, of course, you should know. She doesn't always know how, but for the most part, especially now, more than ever, I think it's because I'm getting older, and I don't have a problem telling somebody how I need to be treated, you know, because I am delicate, and I've noticed that about myself. I'm hot-headed. I'm an empath and this and that, but, when you get to the core of who you are and why you are the way you are, then you're able to communicate with others how to treat you. You know what I mean? How certain things made you feel. Or how you didn't understand that you were doing that. You weren't noticing of whatever that case was. You know, like, this, tap in with yourself, y'all. Like, for real, for real. But that's really all I got. I know I have to, like, end so abruptly like this. But I got my little leave-in in. And I need to, my conditioner. And I need to get it together. I still need to pack for my trip. And I'm so excited to see my BGs. That's going to be a really, really good time. Hopefully, I have some great stories. Maybe for another podcast. But that's where I'm at, you guys, for quarter three, third quarter. I'm in a self-alignment with my feminine energy. I'm on a feminine journey right now to where I'm really working on the softer parts and the softer sides of me. Y'all already know I love vulnerability. And that has a lot to do because with age, I've been trying to soften myself down. But I'm really, really pouring into this particular chapter to really see, you know, certain things about myself and move a certain way and how to verbally speak on my feminine energy, my divine energy, because it, I don't know, not everybody gets that space from me. I'm constantly being told that I'm rough. Like, I'm constantly hearing that. And I'm always looking at people like, damn, I'm at a point now where I won't even entertain. I just kind of move forward like, okay, so you don't really know who I am. You're not really seeing this. Or maybe you're just trying to trigger me to be that hood bitch that you know I could be. Because we all know that I don't give a fuck about going there. I don't. But at the same time, I don't like going there because it takes me so long to calm down. And I've always been like that. So I don't like coming out of my element because when it's up, it's up. It ain't the song. It's really up and stuck. Like, for real. You know, Cardi got y'all singing this little hit on some cute shit, nigga. Like, it really is like that, though. Like, so, I don't like to entertain that. If I have a self-control over that, to control that energy, I'm going to control it. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that got control over you. You feel me? And I'm going to end it right there. So, it's been real, you guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Peace and light. I hope that all is well. Don't forget what I said in the beginning, you guys. It's not easy doing this by myself. I don't have no co-anchors. It's just me. And so if certain things are aligning with you guys, or certain things inspired you, or certain things made sense to you, please tell me so that way I know, you know, how to create better content or how to continue in certain content. It matters, you know, because it's not easy producing shit by yourself. It's not. You feel me? It's really not. I'm going to be bringing my sister on really, really soon, you guys, for an episode on being a mommy and certain struggles and stuff. Speaking about co-parenting and being a mom and all that kind of stuff. She will be coming on really soon. So you guys are going to be having a Clark sister episode sooner than later. So be looking forward to that. I've never had my sister in a podcast, just me and my sister. So this should be interesting. I'm going to kind of try to keep it between an hour and a half. Because, you know, y'all know my sister could talk. And she might have a lot of things that she want to get off her chest. But I do hope that when she comes on the episode that a lot of mothers can, you know, resonate with what she has to say. And, you know, can relate to her or reach out to her or whatever the case may be. I don't know. But be looking out for that, you guys. There's going to be a Clark's episode coming really soon because she will be joining me on my spaz. And that's what we're going to be touching bases on. Mommy, shifts, change, a village, co-parenting, dating, you know, all kind of things. I want to ask that little heifer. So yeah, y'all, like I said, man, stand in your light, peace and light. It's a spaz. Mic drop.